On the show today, we have PSU's Chuck Fagan talking about the recent partnership announcement with Jack Henry and First Data, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Chuck Fagan from PSCU. How are you, Chuck?
Doing great, Mike. It's great to be back with you, and again, thanks for having us.
Anytime, anytime. Hey, there's a big announcement in the there's been a lot of big announcements in the industry this year, and one of which is it was happening with you guys, a partnership with Jack Henry, First Data, PSCU. What's going on here? Tell me about this partnership.
Yeah, what a fantastic relationship that has emerged over the last 6 months to a year as Jack Henry had to look at, you know, their payment offering, which they've been out in the market with a payment offering for a long time, and they were looking for a place to house that business, a new platform, and did a comprehensive search, and PSCU First Data was ultimately what their team recommended to the higher ups there, and we were very excited to have it come out. So, you know, a couple parts to the deal. There's a tri-party agreement between the three of us, and you know, it really is a win-win-win situation for each. And then, you know, PSCU Jack Henry has kind of a separate deal on some pieces, and First Data Jack Henry have a separate deal on some pieces. But you know, when you look at the win-win-win. For Jack Henry, they get, you know, a new leading platform with some of the, what I'd say is the best technology out there, and that's what their team ultimately decided. For PSCU, a big part of our strategic plan involves scale. So bringing on their business, you know, represents a 90% increase in transaction volume, about a 60% increase in our account base. And then on the First Data side, you know, certainly they get the volume and growth there, but also the STAR network is a key component, an asset of First Data's, and Jack Henry gets to take advantage of that. So really pretty comprehensive deal and exciting for each of us.
What does it mean for credit unions now that this is that these three organizations have kind of partnered together and moving forward here? Because, I mean, obviously technology, as you well, we've said it a million times, it's moving so fast. So a partnership like this seems like it would benefit credit unions in a big way. So how, from your perspective, how does it benefit the credit unions nationwide?
Yeah, I'll take it two levels. You know, nationwide credit unions get, you know, three technology partners coming together to work on what the future of payments will hold. And, you know, it goes a little bit beyond payments in that, you know, certainly Jack Henry for credit unions through their Symitar platform works with many, many credit unions and certainly large progressive ones. And the tight integration that we'll be able to do, I think, is going to make the credit union staff more efficient as well as make the credit union member more efficient in their day-to-day interactions with credit unions. So huge benefit there. And from a PSCU perspective, we have right at 200 of our member owners are Symitar processed credit. So really some immediate benefit to them in that we've already been working with Symitar on some technology initiatives to really bring the card data, just because cards are typically a separate component, bringing it into the core and giving that member facing personnel the ability to improve the member experience by not having to look at two systems and, you know, train and learn on systems. So I think the benefits go beyond technology into the member experience as well.
Yeah, we're all looking for that member experience because, I mean, we were talking before the recording that we're bouncing around with all these conferences and stuff. And one of the main themes that I've been hearing is like, the consumer has gotten really kind of spoiled in a way with all with the Amazon experience, the Ubers and the Lyfts and Airbnb, all that. So it sounds like that credit unions, you know, they kind of need to keep up as well because that experience has got to transfer over to the financial sector as well. And so it sounds like this is something that's right there in the mix.
Yeah, you say it well. You know, it used to be you could look down the street at the financial institution on the other corner and that's kind of who you had to map up against.
Right.
But today, you've got so many of those fintech and other companies that have created different experience that has lined up with what the consumer wants. And credit unions, you know, I think are in a unique position to take advantage of some of that. And hopefully this partnership will help.
Indeed, indeed. And so what are your goals with it? I mean, obviously more efficient operations, the member experience. Are there any other goals with the partnership looking down the road?
Yeah, at a partnership level, you know, we'll migrate the Jack Henry business over 3 years.
Okay.
From a PSU perspective, you know, we've worked very hard to get our solid foundation in place and, you know, feel like we're in a really good spot in the industry. So I don't want to disrupt that in any way. So we're adding staff and, you know, doing our best to really minimal, if any, impact to our current business. Mm-hmm. So that would be a goal, you know, over the next 3 years. And then, you know, we touched on technology. I think technology will be a very strong outcome of us three working together,
right,
First Data, PSU, and Jack Henry to bring stuff to the market, mm-hmm, not only that point to the future, but faster as well,
mm-hmm,
that we can collectively do that with each of us having different strengths and being able to pull that together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a very proactive, it sounds like it's reactive and proactive at the same time. You're reactive because you want to be able to handle what's coming down the railroad tracks for technology, but proactive to like keep ahead of that as well, right?
It absolutely is. And I think one of the great things about it is, you know, the more we worked with Jack Henry and, you know, PSU First Data have worked together since 1989. So
oh,
that,
wow,
that partnership is strong and, yeah, has been in place for, yeah, all that time. But the cultural similarities between Jack Henry and PSU and First Data are, they were just evident throughout all of our discussions that, you know, we really have always focused on the credit union and their member here, mm-hmm, at PSCU. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jack Henry has that same focus towards their customers and their clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I think us keeping that front and center and doing our work together to position the financial institution to compete more effectively in their markets, as well as enable that member experience, I think is really something that will stay out in front of each of us as the partnership evolves.
Indeed, indeed. Great message to end on, Chuck. Anything else to add to kind of wrap up here? Or sounds like a great partnership.
No, I think it is. In our space, you know, in the payment space, scale matters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this certainly advances PSCU. And I think that you know, consolidation is inevitable,
mm-hmm,
and this kind of partnership is really an exciting way to handle some of that.
Yep.